Edward Snowden, the former U.S. security contractor who leaked classified documents on government surveillance programs, says he and his wife will apply for Russian citizenship. They hope to do so without renouncing their U.S. citizenship. He's been living in Russia for 8 years to escape prosecution in the U.S. Amid a second pandemic wave, England will go into a second lockdown Thursday. NPR's Frank Langfitt has more.
Pubs and restaurants will close while schools and universities will remain open. After a quiet summer, cases have rebounded this fall. One reason? Lack of social distancing. In addition, over the summer, Britain's brought back a variant of the virus from holidays in Spain, a variant that makes up 90% of recent sequences in the UK, according to new research. Emma Hodcroft is an epidemiologist at the University of Bern.
If people who were more likely to go to Spain also just happened to be people who were more likely to, for example, attend indoor gathering events where transmission was easier, then that could have given this virus a big foothold into spreading in Britain.
The new restrictions are supposed to last until early December. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
In the Deep South, election officials are working hard to repair damages to polling places left by Hurricane Zeta and other storms. Power companies are scrambling to restore power or make sure generators are available at polling places in Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, and Mississippi. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.
You're tuned to All Things Considered on CPR News. Coming up, a Democratic data firm says 6 million voters under 30 have cast early ballots compared to 2 million for the same time in 2016. Then, China has been following the U.S. election closely, hoping U.S.-China tensions may ease afterwards, but analysts say that's unlikely. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, a Pueblo family is encouraging loved ones to vote, and that includes spending weeks developing a tip sheet to guide their choices.
All families should do a ballot guide and put that out. I think that's the very best way to encourage people to vote.
The story behind one family's grassroots voter guide in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. CPR Public Affairs reporter Benta Berkland has our story. And CPR News will carry live election night coverage beginning tomorrow at 5 o'clock. This is CPR News.